Now, there's an interesting story here in the Cairns Post. It's an update on this business with the crocodile up at Lockhart River. I'll cut to the chase here because most listeners would be across what happened with these two, members of the Defence Force. And a whole lot of locals are saying, how could you be that silly? But anyway, I will mention this. From the article today, a defence spokesman confirmed the two men, aged 20 and 32, were army soldiers and were recovering in Cairns Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, the first reports came through suggested that one of them was very badly injured, so the fact that they're now considered non-life-threatening is certainly a step in the right direction. But it goes on to say this: it followed a horrendous six-hour ordeal where the men were brought to shore from their army vessel on Temple guest house owner Jason Watkins' tinny. Imagine this. Imagine the appalling, the pain they'd be in and the doubts about them surviving, etc. So Jason Watkins has been through a drama as well, through a trauma. Anyway, they were eventually flown all the way down to Cairns Hospital. Now, Jason Watkins said the pair were very lucky they were attacked by a little fella in comparison to the 4-metre crocodiles known to inhabit the area. Were they what? This is what Jason said. He said they were victims of their ignorance. They were incredibly naive and they almost paid the ultimate price. If you saw pictures of the area where they've gone for a swim, you think, what were they thinking? Jason's on the line, owner-operator of Cape York Experience. Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
It's a pretty shonky old line, but we'll have a crack anyway. You've made a very good point here. What were they bloody thinking when they got in the water up there?
Mate, I'm glad you picked up on my line. I've been dropping it to every press crowd. You're the only one that's mentioned it. They were victims of their ignorance, 100%. That pretty much sums it up.
Exactly.
They obviously didn't know.
Exactly. How long did they last in the water before they were attacked, do you reckon?
Mate, apparently they weren't in there long. It was only, I think, a matter of minutes. I think they must have just, you know, they're in the army. They've got the opportunity to go for a bit of adventure and, you know, they've seen the sterling waters of Cape York and decided to test them out. But, but it's absolutely true. We see the 4-metre croc swimming past our front door here all the time. And the little fella, it is pure arse that they jumped into his territory and not one of the big fellas, because, it would have been good night, Irene, guaranteed.
It would have, wouldn't it? In very quick time indeed. Can I just ask you about the fact that he was wrestled free, if you like, by his mate? I mean, that was pretty courageous for his mate to jump in and risk his own life as well. How did he do it, do you know?
He told me the story while we were waiting for the rescue chopper to show up. Obviously, the engineer off the boat was, I think he was like early 30s, and, he was compos mentis. He was very alert, and he basically said, he just spun around and heard his mate screaming and then obviously realised that he was getting attacked by a croc. And you're right. I mean, it is pure bravery. There's no doubt about it. He had the choice to flee, but he didn't. He chose to help his mate, and in the process of him trying to physically pry the jaws of the croc apart, the croc's let go of his mate and grabbed onto him by the hand and then give him a couple of flicks because he had a couple of fractures. But he's had the wherewithal, obviously, to remember that he's got a knife on his belt. And according to him, he's been able to grab the knife and stabbed it somewhere. The croc's let go, thank Christ. And, the recuperation began from there, I guess.
It's funny. I had a bloke on the program years ago in the Territory say he had his head in a croc's mouth and he had to reach up and find the eye to stick his finger in the eye, and that released him. But he had, of course, some very bad scars around his head, but he survived it. But this bloke used his knife, but you don't know where he hit the croc with the knife.
Well, mate, we were talking to the wildlife boys yesterday that did the biz on the croc, and they said they couldn't see any visible stab wounds. But, I guess all he had to do was distract the croc's attention for a fraction of a second so he'd release his jaws and he was able to get free. I'm not sure. I mean, mate, you know, in the shock of the moment, in the heat of the moment, maybe he's embellished or whatever, but that's how he recounted the story. And, I mean, it makes sense because the croc wouldn't let go unless it was getting seriously irritated.
How was your heart going?
Mate, shit like that happens all the time up here on the Cape. It's sort of, it's almost another day without trying to sound blasé, but I mean, by the time I got on the scene, the medical officer off the boat had it well in hand. I mean, she was well trained. She was extremely professional. And they had it well in hand, but they just needed to get ashore, you know. And I mean, you could still see the trauma because the blood was sort of definitely dripping from the bandages, and he was clearly in a state of serious shock.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the extraction process went really well. I must say, we did a great job. Everyone that was on hand did exactly what they needed to do, and we got the job done.
Must have been a very busy tinny.
Yeah, it was. Well, the funny part is I didn't even realise it was my neighbour's tinny that I had to borrow because mine was up on the hard. And when I went out there, and initially, because he's got the landing dock down, and I've sort of tried to park the tinny on the landing dock, and because there must be some bolts sticking up on the landing dock, it's punched two holes in the bottom of the boat.
Oh, no.
And so when we brought the boat back, I didn't realise, but the next day my neighbours come up and said, oh, you know, his boat sunk overnight.
Oh, no.
And so he's had to ferope him up. So, yeah, I'm hoping maybe the army will get on board and send him a carton or two for letting us use his boat.
What a story.
Anyway, that was another story.
What a story. I hope someone gets on to you and gets the whole story off you, Jason. I've got to go, but it's a bloody wonderful story. Don't go for a moment. Cape York Experience, tell us about it. Give yourself a free plug.
Oh, mate, it's the ultimate adventure on Cape York. If you're coming to Cape York and you're into adventure, then you've got to come and see us.
And it's just called Cape York Experience. They can Google it.
Yep, www.caveyorkexperience.com, or if you want to come and stay in some beautiful renovated World War II Army bunkers, www.thetemplecapeyork.com.au. Come check us out.
Good on you, Jason. It's a wonderful story. Thank you. Jason Watkin, the owner-operator of Cape York Experience. By the way, that story I was quoting from is there in, is it today's? I think it's today's Cairns Post. Yes, it is. And it's all there on page 4. Now, the time's on 12 minutes to 12.